King God of the mic, what's up?
Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, yeah. Life is a balance. You lose your grip, you can slip into an abyss. No doubt, you see these niggas tripping. Ego in charge of every move, he's a star. And we can't look away due to the days that he caught our hearts. He's falling apart, but we deny it. Justifying a half-assed shitty drop, we always buy it. When he tell us he a genius, but it's clearer lately. It's been hard for him to look into the mirror lately. There was a time when this nigga was my hero, maybe. That's the reason why his fall from grace is hard to take. Cause I believed him when he said his shit was pure, ain't he? The type of nigga swear he real, but all around us fake. The women, the dick riders, you know the yes men. Nobody with the balls to say something to contest them. So he grows out of control until the person that he truly was all along is starting to show. Damn, wonder what happened. Maybe it's my fault for idolizing niggas based off the words they be rapping. When come to find out, these niggas don't even write they shit. Hit some new style bubbling up, then they bite this shit. Damn, that's what I get for lying to myself. Well, fuck it, what's more important is he's crying out for help. While the world's egging him on, I'm begging him to stop it. Playing his old shit, knowing he won't top it. False prophets. Somebody should've told me it would be like this. Be like this, be like this. Somebody should've told me it would be like this. Be like this. False prophets. Somebody should've told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should've told me it would be like this. Yeah, false. I got a homie, he a rapper and he wanna win bad. He want the fame, the acclaim, the respect that's been had by all the legends. So every time I see him, he's stressing. Talking about niggas, don't fuck with him. This shit is depressing. And I know he's so bitter, he can't see his own blessings. Goddamn, nigga, you too blind to see you got fans, nigga. And a platform to make a classic rap song to change a nigga's life. But you too anxious living life. Always worry about the critics who ain't never fucking did it. I write what's in my heart, don't give a fuck who fucking with it. But in a sense, I can relate. The need to be great turns into an obsession and keeps a nigga up late writing words, hoping people observe the dedication that stirs in you constantly. But intentions get blurred. Do I do it for the love of the music, or is there more to me? Do I want these niggas to worship me? False prophets. Somebody should've told me it would be like this. Be like this, be like this. Somebody should've told me it would be like this. Be like this. False prophets. Somebody should've told me it would be like this. Be like this, be like this. Somebody should've told me it would be like this. Yeah, false prophets. These rappers insecure. They talk about being a man so much I finally understand that they ain't even sure about who they are and why they do this. Guess I'm included in that category as a nigga who done had the glory. My highest moments come from telling all the saddest stories I've seen in my life. I be fiending to write songs that raise a hair on my arms. My lowest moments came from trying too hard to impress some niggas that couldn't care if I'm on. Therefore, from here on out, my hair grow out. I care nothing about opinions. I wanna give hope like the fountains you throw pennies in. Hit the store, take your disc, make your wish. This is dedicated to the ones that listen to me on some faithful shit. I'm on some thankful shit. But the real God is in you, not the music you copping. I hit my old shit and know I can top it. False prophets. Somebody should've told me it would be like this. Be like this, be like this. Somebody should've told me it would be like this. Be like this. False prophets. Somebody should've told me it would be like this. Be like this, be like this. Somebody should've told me it would be like this.
Sick. So that was a new song called False Prophets by J. Cole. If you're just tuning in, this is Preserved Jams. We're super excited to be here because tomorrow's a snow day, so this is just a great vibe to be in right now. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So yeah, we've got some good tunes coming up for you. Bridget is currently actually not here. She's not on the air with me today, so So it's me all by myself, all by my lonesome. So feel free to call in and converse with me, or else I'll just be sitting here listening to music, which like isn't that bad. Like it's definitely not bad at all. But you know, if you wanna call in, have a little chat, I'm here. I'm down. That sounds fun. But Bridget is currently preparing for the blizzard conditions for tomorrow. She says that they're thinking that they're going to lose power in the dorms, so they need to get flashlights and safety vests. So that should be interesting to watch unfold. I personally am going to spend the day watching the Bachelor finale and doing the obscene amount of French homework that I was assigned to do. But yeah, it's gonna be a good time. So settle in for some good tunes and hopefully a good blizzard, because that's where I am right now. Woohoo!
job, B. Hey. I know. I hope you secretly recorded that.
It was. That's because we're all sweating.
So, hi, it's me again. So, that was like a really cool version of Daddy Lessons by Beyonce that I found. It's like more country-ish because I think she played it at the Country Music Awards, and that was with like the Dixie Chicks, which I thought was pretty funky. So, yeah, my musings upon the snow day tomorrow. Are we going to die? I don't know. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. TBD, call in with your answers. It's really hard to banter with myself. Ugh, Bridget, come back. Bridget. She's not here. I'm talking to no one right now. That's okay. But, yeah. Maybe 12 inches, maybe 13 inches. I don't know. Oh, just kidding. I just got a friend. Look who came here. It's Avi.
Wait, I really thought Jess was going
to
be
here. No, Jess isn't here. She's rude. So I'm flying solo today. Until now, never again flying solo. Woo! Woo!
Reach for your goals. Hear what you're told. Think that you know, see what you're shown. Watch it get old, watch it get sold. Teach what you learn, speak what you heard. Hear what you're told, nothing but words. Watch it get old, it only gets old. Teach what you learn, nothing but words. Just like this verse, reach for the air, fall to the dirt. Yeah, no, that hurt. Watch it get sold, speak what you heard. Hear what you're told, see what you're shown. Think that you know, watch it only get old. Man, I'm only getting older, longer legs and bigger shoulders. Heard I'm getting smarter, not dumber. Heart turn cold when it's hot in the summer. Since 7, I've been daydream, driving in a Hummer. Throwing hundreds out the window to my kinfolk. Sipping Hendo, cheaping Endo, like we indoors. But it's no doors on my new Porsche, I guess. I just be tweaking, no, and dream the unthinkable. And praying they make them true, hoping they do come soon. And then I'm gonna make my move, but still I'm not bulletproof. We could all sing the blues, we could all hear the news. But I ain't come here to lose. And I will not be removed. Reach for your goals, hear what you're told. Think that you know, see what you're shown. Watch it get old, watch it get old. Teach what you learn, speak what you heard. Hear what you told, nothing but words. Watch it get old, it only gets old.
I've been too quick with the advice. I just wanna be right like a dad, right? When you walk into my shoes, I'ma tie it tight. You could tie a tie like you ride a bike. It could buy a cry when you ride at night. Head on his shoulders ain't his own. Someone told him his favorite song. Someone told him to watch his tone. Someone warned him of danger zones. Who forced the hand to make the clone? Who stands in line to take the throne? We only know what we know until someone knows better. A rose by any other text will still be Rosetta. Hmm.
Reach for your goals. Hear what you're told. Think that you know. See what you're shown. Watch it get old. Watch it get old. Teach what you learn. Speak what you heard. What you told, nothing but words. Watch it get old, it only gets old. Reach for your goals, hear what you told. Think that you know, see what you showed. Watch it get old, watch it get old. Teach what you learned, speak what you heard. Hear what you told, nothing but words. Watch it get old, it only gets old. Watch her get older and older until she don't wanna be known as your daughter. No. Watch him get older and older until he forgets everything that you taught him. Watch her get Instagram, instant friendships, and fans call you when she hits rock bottom. Watch him get in the gym, he claims he's innocent, but you know your son's a liar. Watch her develop while you trying to catch up, it's 21 years but arriving. 22, look, he grew, he's not the man you knew, now he's a man, it's just like you. Loving the plan you knew, God had a plan for you when you think Jesus forgot you. So look at the fam you grew, God had a plan for you when you thought Jesus forgot you. Reach for your goals, hear what you told. Think that you know, see what you show. Watch it get old, watch it get old. Teach what you learn, speak what you heard. Hear what you told, nothing but words. Watch it get old, it only gets old. Reach for your goals, hear what you told. Think that you know, see what you show. Watch it get old, watch it get old. Teach what you learn, speak what you heard. Hear what you told, nothing but words. Watch it get old, it only gets old.
Oh my gosh, that was a really bad transition.
Kind of abrupt.
That was like super abrupt. I'm very sorry about that, everyone. That was like the most abrupt transition that I've ever done before. But guess what? I found a friend.
It's me.
It's Avi.
DJ Block Party.
DJ Block Party came as special guest star. And I think our favorite DJ Cody Eaton is going to be heading on down here too to jam with us. And it's going to be so fun. And
classic trio.
A classic trio. Yeah. Some good times, some good tunes. We'll see what happens, what shenanigans we get into. So Avram, please tell me your opinions on the snow day tomorrow. Lit, not lit, or
Lit. 100% lit. Because I have a paper due at 6 p.m. tomorrow that I haven't started. And I had a midterm at 1:30 tomorrow that involved reading identifications, and I'm like 2 weeks back on the readings.
Oh, no.
And I have my Comp 40 midterm on Wednesday, and now I have all day tomorrow to do all
Heck,
of that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Which is exciting.
You're going to do so much studying, and you're going to be so productive,
yes.
And I'm really proud of you. And maybe you'll even have time to take a sledding break.
I might.
Wouldn't that be super
that
duper fun?
That would be
fun?
Ideal, yeah.
That'd be pretty fun.
Maybe I'll, like, go somewhere. Like, maybe I'll go to, like, Harvard Square.
Whoa.
Dive in. Okay, Harvard Square. This is a pro tip for both DJ Tillette and all the listeners out there.
Okay.
The Harvard Square Gutman School of Education Grad School Library is the best study space in a 10-mile radius of where we are right now.
Really?
It's beautiful.
Is it like Hogwarts?
It's not like Hogwarts.
Like beautiful, like modern beautiful?
Like sort of modern beautiful.
Okay.
Great, like, lights. Great sun, great windows. They have a reading room that's equally as quiet, and you have to have your crap together as Gin, but on a third floor and like light, and it's like a wing of the building, and it's like really like, it's like you're gonna do great, but also get it together. Whereas Gin is just like, get it together.
Yeah, Gin just really, really wants you to keep it together for the rest of your life until you're sad for the rest of your life. Wow, I'm going to check that out. Thanks for the pro tip, DJ Block Party. We're going to keep playing some tunes because tunes are fun. So here we go.
Well, sometimes I go out buzzing and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your gentle hip and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're shopping, and anywhere takes the color off your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your gentle head and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over and stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think about all the things, what you're doing. And in my head I paint a since I come home. Well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you light the day. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Why don't you come on over back to me?
Love and happiness. happening.
Whoa, not yet.
Love and happiness? What do you mean, not yet?
Not yet. We're not ready for love, and we're not ready for happiness.
But we will be soon.
But we will be very, very soon. Look, we gained another friend here, and hopefully we're gaining more listeners, because I just made a sick publicity post, and I said, if you ain't listening to Preserve Jams, you ain't doing the right thing.
That's true.
Yeah. So do the right thing and listen to Preserve Jams. It's good for your soul. It's heart healthy. You'll feel really good. So what do you think of my scarf? What do you think of the scarf?
I like it. I like it.
Right?
Big, big, big scarves are the move. No matter who or where you are,
yeah.
Get
yeah.
a really big scarf.
Did you wear a really big scarf recently?
I've been wearing a really big scarf that my friend left at the campus center since 2:30 today.
Did you make a Lenny Kravitz joke about it at some point?
Yeah.
I remember that happening at
yeah,
some point.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool, cool, cool.
I was talking to someone and they were like, oh, that's like I feel like Kravitz.
Oh, definitely. I didn't even think about
it. And I were talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so into it.
And I have to vouch. Lenny
Anything Kravitz that just like, oh yeah, absolutely. Anything that just like envelops you in warmth, exactly. That's like, that's where I want to be.
My problem with this one is that you kind of have to force it up to like face level.
Yeah,
should you go for another like?
You could go, maybe, okay, wait, try to pull it like closer to your neck. So it's an infinity scarf, and then wrap, loop it around again.
Yep, there it
that
is.
That would work.
Your complaints were misguided, I think.
Wow. Now that's wow. way up,
that was huge.
Way up all over his face. Yeah, that will protect you from the elements, let me tell you.
This scarf smells like when you go to a Japanese restaurant and they give you those tiny little hot towels. It smells like the tray of hot towels.
Is that a good thing?
Definitely. That's okay. Like the most pleasing part of the meal, I feel like. You're just like,
the hot towel.
I don't know if that's weird for me, though. I have weird parents and they always used to get those towels and like drape them on their faces instead of just like wiping
what?
Their hands off.
Like, do they like pause with them on their, do they have like a 30 second like?
Well, they just like press it into their face and then be like, all right.
Like to start the meal or to end the meal?
To start. Well, you get them at the beginning of the meal. I don't know if you're
paying. It's like a free facial, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
But I think you're just supposed to put them on your hands.
Yeah.
And I literally didn't even consider that possibility.
Did you join them?
Yeah,
in
every time.
You put it on your face.
And then my sister was like, I think, like I went to like sushi with my sister and not both of my parents. And she was like, no, just put it on your hands. And I was like, that makes so much sense.
Have you tried to
So
like,
you see the whole Block family like putting the hot towels on their
definitely,
face.
Definitely.
So when you get Japanese food now, like, do you ever just like bring it out?
Instinctively.
Just, like,
well, I don't own my own one, you know, but I'm tempted.
You don't own your own hot towel?
No, just the tactic. I think you should convince everyone else.
I think that's the tactic. Sometimes I'm definitely tempted, but I usually stifle it. I
feel nice. Play it cool. Play it cool.
Yeah. No, but you gotta hide those things from people.
I would recommend it.
Okay.
If you ever get a chance, maybe you're in like a totally empty sushi restaurant. Give it a try.
Just put a hot towel right on your face.
Yeah. Will do.
Or a hibachi restaurant, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm into hibachi. So let's see what Al Green has to say for us today. Now we're ready for you, Al. What?
Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness. Thank you.
songs, but not yet. Okay, Avi's gonna throw on some backup music because you know what time it is. It's time for a PSA, but we first got to get some tunes going.
That was actually angelic.
Thank you. Maybe I should just like drop out of school and be a singer.
Yeah.
All right, hit me with that backup music for. Oh yes. Oh, jazzy. I love it. So we're going to hear a little bit about emergency preparedness given the inclement weather. Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, and other emergencies can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous. And the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on.
In case you were thinking about different times to cause a fire. That's the worst time.
Don't pick that time. Five,
a public service message from ready.gov. And
you're ruining your smooth vibe.
From ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
What happened in between ready.gov and WMFO that made you want to crack up? Just curious.
And so instead of like just being a period, it like it says like quote, dot, unquote. So that you say the dot. It's important, I guess.
That's important.
So, yeah, guys, in case you were thinking about starting a fire any other time, don't do it while there's already another emergency.
Okay.
Because, otherwise, that would just be a hassle for everyone involved.
But if it's a blizzard, don't we need to stay warm with fire?
But there are other ways to stay warm.
Such as?
Body heat. You can just
body heat.
Cuddle with people. It's like a good excuse to cuddle with someone real cute. You know? Be like, blizzard, get on over here. And then you'll be like, it's for survival. Not in like a creepy way.
Right. I'll make note of that.
Okay. Also, like, on the theme of large scarves, those are very, very useful. Large scarves, hats, blankets. I'm a big proponent of blankets, personally.
Yeah, well, so actually, I'm really trying to get into the scarves that are so big when you unroll them all the way that you can use them as blankets.
I have one of those. Yeah. Shout out to Mallory Grider for getting me a blanket scarf. It's Mallory the best Grider. Thing that's ever happened to me
amazing
in my life.
Amazing gift giver.
She's the best.
Yo, fun fact from your Res Life official here. All RAs will be armed with safety vests and flashlights tonight.
We were talking about that because Bridget told me. And that's why she's not here, because she's at some meeting. Why are you not at that meeting?
I didn't check the email literally until you said it on Preserved Yams.
Oh, you heard us talking about it?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I should look at that email. But they were just like, yeah, just go to the office and pick one up. We didn't have a meeting.
Oh, okay.
I've met with my boss once this semester. It's pretty tight.
Amazing. Yeah. So you're saying Bridget could be here?
I'm calling her out on BS, honestly.
Yeah.
No, her boss is a hard-o, mine's not.
Oh, okay. All right, amazing. Well, okay, so you think that the power is actually going to go out in the dorms?
I don't think it's going to go out, but they said it might. I don't really care.
They just got to have that emergency preparedness, right?
Yeah, that's my thought.
If anything, we can all just cuddle.
Exactly.
Or like penguins. They've got it going on. They know.
they like have the planned rotations.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's actually honest, that's tight. And they keep the eggs on their feet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would definitely be that penguin that like tried to like rig the system and stay in the middle the whole time.
Then you'd probably get kicked out and just be left alone to wither away in the cold.
That'd be a bummer.
Yeah.
What are you typing?
I'm responding to your mom.
Avi is responding to my mom. So, mom, if you get a text, it's from Avi.
It starts with, hi, it's Avi, the kid who was talking about that, the towel thing.
Oh,
all of Anna's other listeners.
Yes, this is important.
I got backed up by Anna's dad. He also does the towel on the face thing. So
it's not just a block face. Exclusive. It's an embarrassing Mark Tolette-ism as well.
It's endearing, I
guess. Yeah. Okay, hit me with some more tunes, Avram.
No diggity.
No diggity.
Oh, there's a list, I suppose.
Well, you can put it on the list.
Oh, we got more tunes. This that we've been listening to in the background is Tennyson, but we're going to, I think, play a song that's actually produced by them right before this song gets amazing. Or we could just slide into this song getting amazing.
We could just slide into
it. It's gonna happen in like 5 seconds.
Yeah? Okay.
It's like right now.
Let's just get into it. Get into it.
Thank you. moment, please.
Smoke, then it's back to these hopes of me packing out crowds. Used to keep padding the clouds, reaching for stars as I break down some loud. Been moving so slow like I really need more, but them thoughts that I see not allowed. Like how I could reach and perform so foreign to me while I'm swamped in this crowd. I need them VMAs, this in my DNA. I ain't no deity, but I still contemplate, complicate, conversate me on that BET, MTV. What that shit meant for me, more than just rent for me. Symphonies, more than just energy, that's no epiphany. Reach by this piffle weed, I'm talking destiny. Demons that wrestle me, fuck any recipe. Labels collection me, I'm talking destiny.
I wasn't much of a mathlete, even less of an athlete. Wait, actually, I'll take it back. I was busting ass at the track meet, going and going and going and going, just running from all of my problems with zero intentions of stopping. Yep, and thought I got too big to solve them. I got a thing for waiting to make a decision until I'm fresh out of options. Come in, God, do you copy? I'm having these episodes open that somebody's watching, but I always felt awesome. I always knew nothing could stop me. Even when dinner was ramen, ramen, or ramen, I always knew nothing could top me. I'm good.
I gotta bag it up. She's got class.
We're gonna bang it up. That was really good.
That was good timing.
I think.
Whoa.
What does it mean? Magic, I think. That's what it means. I think Cody and I have something special.
I got the magic in me.
I mean, no one knows the words
exactly, after that. Exactly, exactly. Rivers Cuomo, I'm sorry, but no one learned anything from that song.
I got the magic in me. Something, 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 something turned into gold. No, isn't that B.O.B.? Like Bob? It's not Rivers Cuomo.
No, it's Rivers Cuomo features on that song.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. There's the connection, folks. So Avi just left us because he's going to go do something. I don't know. He's just going to go be Avi. And he left in his ridiculously large scarf that's not his. So, Cody, tell me something really, really fun. Oh, Kieran just texted me. Every time I touch that track, it turns it into gold. That's the lyric.
Thanks, Kieran.
Shout out to Kieran.
Virtual hug.
Virtual hugs. Kieran will give me like real life hugs.
That's why I say it.
I know. Virtual hugs, but like that will turn into real life hugs real soon.
I think it's a kind thing to do. Keep doing your thing, Kieran.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm a big proponent of hugs. And just of support in general.
Mm-hmm.
And optimism.
Is that why you wear a bra? I was supposed to go after the support line and then you said optimism.
That didn't work as well as you thought. Moving on. Okay. Yeah. I get it. Bras support.
Mm-hmm. Boobies, yes.
Boobies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the one. So I'll have you all know that it's like maybe 20 degrees and Cody's wearing shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And it stresses me out.
Do my luscious thighs stress you out? Is that what you're trying to say?
Like maybe that, but then
is it just my pose?
He's posing very suggestively on the ooh, look at that. You can't even touch your foot. Oh no, he did it. Never mind. You need to work on that flexibility.
I do.
Yeah. But I'm just worried about your legs being cold. So, I don't know.
I do have pants in my backpack.
Oh, phew. Close one, folks. We just almost witnessed a tragedy on
I would have lost my legs. I would have lost my legs.
You would have been a real Lieutenant Dan. Except Lieutenant Cody. Did you burp?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, continuing, we're going to play some Devendra Banhart, and Jess and Allie went to a Devendra Banhart concert last night on a Sunday, and it was like the most pure thing that has ever happened. He just like sticks out his tongue, and it's really cute, and then he like does all these little hand movements, and it was at the Royale, and hey guys, if WMFO is giving away tickets, you should definitely call in, because Jess and I got those tickets because she called in to my my show and gave me really good compliments. So long story short, you should definitely call in to shows when they're giving away tickets because it's super fun and you get to actually go do things. But basically it was just like a tiny, tiny man serenading me to sleep and it was really nice.
Is he like really short?
No, he's not really short. It's just like, it's just like the way I think of, like, you know, you just like, you want to like, you want to like put him in a little cup of tea, like dunk him in a little cup of tea.
So you want to drown him in tea?
No.
That's very violent, Anna.
No, like think about like a little cookie. And you like dunk it in some tea, and that's
so
what I want to do to Devendra Banhart.
Typically, when you put a cookie in tea, it just gets kind of soft and might dissolve. Do you want to dissolve Devendra Banhart in a cup of tea?
Like no, but I just think
how's he going to continue to make quality music?
You have a point. I would not be able to find any more vaguely Spanish trickly guitar, would I? Mm. In the words of Jessica Silverman, vaguely Spanish. I'll have to think about that one. While I'm thinking about what I actually will do to Devendra Banhart, whether I dunk him in some tea or I just...
Other things?
Other things. We could like tie a little ribbon on his head. He's just so cute. He's just so cute. He's just a cute, cute guy. We're going to play a song that we heard last night and I enjoyed very immensely. He's just like, oh, just listen. It's so pure. So pure.
And love's only ever pretend.